So we're going to end this week as we began. Wira Davis of our partner, the BBC, is in Tripoli. Here's his latest report from the Libyan capital.
The Dawn Chorus, Tripoli style. On this occasion, although still dangerous, these are rebel fighters celebrating the final fall of Colonel Gaddafi's fortress compound.
This is the very balcony overlooking the Bab al-Azizia compound from which Colonel Gaddafi made so many of his anti-Western speeches, anti-capitalist speeches. It has now been taken by the rebel fighters, but it's taken them several days to do it.
My name is Ahmed.
Ahmed, are you a fighter or just an ordinary guy?
Yeah, I was a fighter, but these 2 days I took a rest. Now, after these couple of days, I need to make sure that it's safe. Then we have to take guns out of the men.
You worried there are too many guns now on the streets?
Yeah, I worried there are too many guns in the streets. And I want them to take the guns as soon as possible.
As we can hear, there are a lot of guns, aren't there?
Yeah, there are a lot of guns.
Angry with so much ostentatious wealth, the rebels smashed the compound to pieces.
Now, of course, although most Libyans never got anywhere near this compound, Bab al-Azizia, one of the things that people always talked about was an elaborate network of tunnels underneath the compound itself. And I'm in these tunnels as we speak. They go right underneath the compound. They stretch for a long, long way. God only knows where exactly they go to. But this, of course, could have been one of the ways that Colonel Gaddafi managed to get away from his compound, escape the bombardment, and of course he is still at large, probably somewhere else in Libya as we speak.
Above ground and beyond the destroyed complex, normality has not yet returned to this broken city.
This is a hospital that is the closest to what remains of the front line in Tripoli itself. This is near the Abu Slim district, and in this emergency ward, dozens of people, mainly civilians, are being treated for gunshot wounds. And what everybody here tells me is that they have been shot at indiscriminately by snipers loyal to Colonel Gaddafi from rooftops, from windows.
Gaddafi soldiers, they shooting everywhere, using heavy weapons and using a lot of them snipers.
Haitham is a medical student volunteering in the emergency room.
And are there many injured people? These are all civilians, some children as well. Are many people coming in here?
There are a lot. Yani, today I think about 200 people injured and about like 20 are dead.
With Colonel Gaddafi still evading capture and his hardcore loyalists still fighting, there are real concerns that a political vacuum might divide and damage Libya even further. Concerns dismissed by Ibrahim Al-Kib from the rebel leadership here in Tripoli.
I can tell you that I'm almost certain that we will always continue to be one country, united, under the umbrella of one government, and I think we will be a very positive force in the future.
Welcome news for the rebels last night as the UN announced it would release to them more than £1 billion in seized assets. But as hostile firing raged again in parts of Tripoli, a reminder that the battle has yet to be completely won.
Extraordinary sounds there from a week in Tripoli, the capital of Libya. That's the BBC's Wira Davis reporting. We end this week as we began in the Libyan capital. Still Muammar Gaddafi at large, but transition certainly beginning there in that country. We're keeping a close eye on Irene throughout the weekend as well. Right now it's 335 miles southwest of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. Winds of 110 miles per hour. It's weakened slightly to a Category 2 storm, but expected to regroup in open waters. About 200,000 people have been told to evacuate in North Carolina, but it may be just the beginning. Hurricane warnings are now in place from North Carolina to New Jersey, and hurricane watches have been posted from New York City to Boston. The president expected to make a statement on the hurricane in about a half hour's time. New York City officials will be deciding today whether to evacuate 250,000 people from low-lying areas of the city. You can go to the takeaway.org or 311.gov, the information site for the city of New York, to find out if your neighborhood is in one of those areas. Refineries along the East Coast are likely to be shut down, the price of gasoline already rising as a result. Our other experts for advice on what to do in the case of a hurricane, our listeners, of course, are you preparing for Irene? What advice do you have for us and for others waiting and bracing for the storm?
This is Jan calling from Boca Raton, Florida. Having lived through many hurricanes myself down here, I have one word of advice. Go out and invest in a $10 old-fashioned corded landline phone.
This is Eric down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I get some advice for people up in the New York City and New England area. If officials say evacuate and it looks like it's going to be bad, get out. If you guys are used to snowstorms and blizzards, you can always order a pizza the next day. But when it's a hurricane, there's no more pizza place. It's blown away.
This is Linda from Key West, Florida. Your lives are more important than your property. Please take it from someone who's been there and done that many times. It's much more important that you evacuate. You just have to go.
You hear that, huh? So our listeners, they know what's going on. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And if you're able to keep yourself safe this weekend, use the Takeaway iPhone app to send us pictures and sounds of Irene or of your evacuation, of your disaster preparations, what's happening outside your window. Stay safe, of course. Takeaway iPhone app downloadable on iTunes or on the takeaway.org. There'll be some advice from President Obama at about 11:30 this morning when he speaks to the nation. We're going to end this hour and say goodbye to a special member of our staff who's been here since the very first broadcast of our show. You hear her occasionally on our Monday Morning Agenda segment. That's managing producer Noelle King.
Good morning, folks. This is Noelle King.
Look, Southern Sudan is going to face tremendous challenges to begin with.
We saw the continued rise this year in American politics of the prominence and the importance of social networking.
You actually made it to the national spelling bee, but you messed up.
The word was impugn. It was the G. There hasn't been too much in the way of sort of an indication that Gaddafi wants to settle or is willing to settle.
This week, Noelle, what do you think it's going to be all about?
My word of the week is road tripping.
Noelle's going to be doing some road tripping. She made herself a radio star. We'll miss her laugh. Take care and good luck, Noelle. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is back on Monday. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.